Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night, and I'm your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. That's music from the late, great Bobby Caldwell, of course, from 1978, What You Won't Do for Love. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Once again, want to remind you, you can go on Facebook, tell a friend they like the page, Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, the friend's friend like the page, the friend's friend's going to like it. You know how it goes. So make sure you support the show. By that, also want to remind you, you want to get some cool merchandise supporting the show, go to SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPottsJr.com. And also, we do have a Cash App. Thank you so much for contributing to the Cash App. Also, that is $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Whether you're in L.A., whether you're in D.C., in the DMV area, or if you're in the U.K. So I want to, for anyone who's listening out there in the U.K., thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. And whatnot. Anyway, let's go ahead and start this show. I'll take you back to 1979, one of my all-time favorites from the lovely Miss Brenda Russell. This is called Way Back When. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is another Throwback Thursday night right here on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
We'll be right back.
music from Mr. Glenn Jones. Of course, that is from the Everybody Deserves a Winner album. Of course, that is I Love Somebody. I Am Somebody. I love everybody. I love you know, the trees, the flowers. Boy, I messed that up. Actually, no, that's from Everybody Loves a Winner. I Am Somebody from 1983, music from Glenn Jones. Before that, I had to hook up a little UK soul from Five Star. Love that song. Name of the song is called Love Take Over. And from 1979, started off the block in the lovely Miss Brenda Russell, Way Back When. And oh my goodness, my partner's here. My partner's here. Wardell Fox Jr. is hanging out. What's up, Wardell?
What's the word, Bird?
The bird is the word.
Sir?
I'm good,
you,
man. How
jamming,
are you?
Man. You jamming, dude. I just called in and bam. I was like, whoo, Glenn Jones? Just,
I am.
Just doing your
somebody.
Thing, man. I am.
I love that song, man.
Great
put
job,
a little excerpt from Jesse Jackson's speech, man. I love that. Of course, the name of the song is called I Am Somebody, so it's only fair to use a little bit of Jesse's excerpt from Jesse's I Am Somebody. I want to say he did it at, I know he's done it a few times, but I want to say that particular I Am Somebody verse came from Wattstacks. If you guys remember, in 1972, Watts had this concert. It was a documentary called Wattstacks, but they had all of the Stacks artists perform at the Los Angeles Coliseum back in the summer of 72. So he opened up with I am somebody speech where everybody repeats and say, I am somebody. And I mean, and then, you know, my man, Rufus Thomas came out there in some hot pants and go-go boots. You know how that goes.
Oh, oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you, well, how have you been?
I'm good, man. I am good. I am good, man. I want to give a quick shout out to our new friend, or actually a friend of ours, Miss Sugar Rainbow. I think she's listening to the show, if I'm not mistaken. I sent her the link. She is up late, but she says she is a night owl. So I want to give a shout out to her and listening to the show, because we're gonna have her on once we get our brains together and kind of see what's going on with the audio situation. But she's a sweetheart, man, and she's got some music that we want to highlight in the near future.
She is truly, truly a beautiful lady, and we are so blessed to have her in our you know, atmosphere. We just really very, very blessed, and so I just want to say thanks so much to her for just wanting to be a part of, you know, what we do and stuff. And we just truly appreciate her. And she's talented. Whoa. This girl got it going on. My goodness gracious. So we're very fortunate to have this opportunity to work with her. And John, the bass player. Oh, my God. This dude is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, shout out to John.
So, go ahead. You got the floor.
I was just going to tell. I just wanted to tell the listeners that they will be on this Saturday with you. At this point, we're planning on having them both come on this Saturday to show with you. So, Don, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, a little special throwback Thursday night on Saturday. I guess you could say, what is it, workout Saturday, a Soul I Wants to Dance with a little bit of throwback Thursday in there. So I'm kind of meshing both of the shows together this Saturday. So definitely guys looking forward to doing that show and looking forward for them to come on and you guys listening, all the listeners out there in radio land.
Yes, Absolutely. So now go ahead and do your thing, Doug. Do your thing.
Well, it's all good. We got an hour and 34 minutes left in the show. We got plenty of time to jam, which every now and then I want Wardell to come in and do his thing. But let's go ahead and start off this. I want to take you guys back to 1982, one of my favorite Jeffrey Osborne songs. The name of the song is called I Really Don't Need No Light. Listen to the words of this song and get back with me. Guys, keep it locked right here. So Soul Records Radio.
Alone, a ranger. How did he Why you
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that's music from Jodeci. Of course, that is Get On Up, man. What a great song. Great, happy, positive song. You know, one of those cookout. It's literally a cookout song from 1996. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Dave Hollister from 1997. It's All Right. Actually, the song came out a couple of years early, 1997, so it actually went on his 1999 Ghetto Hymns album. So technically you can say 1999, but I'll just say 1997 because that's when the song actually came out. Dave Hollister, It's All Right. And, of course, started off the block, Jeffrey Osborne, 1982 classic, I Really Don't Need No Light. Man, that's how you, it's like, that's how you tell a person off, man. He's like, look, I don't need no light to see through you. I mean, you are as fake and phony. And can I use the word? I mean, technically, I really don't need no light to see through you, but she's so transparent. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, in the sense of the conversation, you know, women can do it to men. Hey, I really don't need no light to see through you. Yes, he's being transparent. He's being vindictive. You know, you're a phony. You're fake. Just saying. You know, you can tell certain disses. You know, if you can understand the English language and understand, you know, the context of how words are put together, and you like, instead of just cussing someone out, you can get real diplomatic. So if I get real diplomatic on a woman, not saying I have, well, I've gotten pretty, but now, you know what, I'm not even going to go there. But if I was diplomatic and used like what they quote unquote big words, you know, to tell somebody off, I'm using this. You know what, sweetheart? I really don't need no light to see through you. You know? You know, just be honest with me. Keep it real with me. You know what? Say that for the podcast stuff. You know, I'm not really into podcasts or anything like that, because to me it just opened the floodgates to just a bunch of cornballs that have no training, no radio training. But you know what? Hey, maybe that's just me hating or whatever, but I'm just not into this whole podcast generation, because everyone thinks they're a relationship expert, and then there's a lot of toxicity that's out there to the masses, and that's not what I try to do. That's just me. I'm just keeping it real. Like, transparent, you know. I don't need no light to see through things. You get what I'm saying. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, giving you old school R&B, funk, and soul, and talking about podcasts. No, seriously, no, I'm not doing that. No. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep the show going. Oh, want to remind you, tell a friend if they're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. Oh, I got a TikTok page, so check out my TikTok page, Dundada. I'm the Dundada, D-O-N-D-A-D-A, 1974. That's me. I am on TikTok. I just started. I think I got, you know, I don't have a million followers or anything like that. I probably got like 20. But I'm on TikTok, so make sure if you're on TikTok, follow me and I'll follow you back. You know how it goes. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going. You know what? I'm a big fan of, I grew up in the 80s. And, of course, you can definitely tell by some of the music that I do play. I love you know, I was a big fan of R&B, don't get me wrong, but I was also a big fan of new wave and rock and you know, all of that new wave that was coming from, like, The Clash, and you had Gary Numan, Cars, you had Devo. But you know what? Speaking of Devo, I want to take you back 1982. What's, you know, give you a classic from Jermaine Jackson and Devo. This is called Let Me Tickle Your Fancy. You guys, one of my favorite songs. We play it on Halloween. You know, it's all good. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. baby, yeah, baby. Don Fleming's been doing his thing here on Solar Records Radio, and man, it's been on and on and on, and we're just going to try to keep this thing moving and grooving here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys, and just have a wonderful and blessed rest of the week, because tomorrow at midnight is going to kick over to the weekend. So let's just have a good time here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr. Let's go.
Thank you. as hell.
So funky, man. I just love it here. This is great. And Larry Graham, man, going way, way back, old school. We just throwing it far back there. And I just love that. So I hope you guys are good.
Yeah.
And you. Hey, what's up,
hey,
brother?
Man.
You coming with the music and all that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. And just having a good time, man. Just had to go back and hit up Mr. Graham there, and had a girl doing her thing. Man, I can't even think of her name. I have to go look. That's just wrong.
But if you got it a couple of more minutes, knock it out, man. I really appreciate it. You know how I go. You know when I'm cooking this meal. and everything. But no, I'm listening to the show. You were jamming that power, that Parliament Funkadelic, man. Keep it up.
Oh yeah, that's all good. I was going to college when that song came out, and so that I was in college. I was like, wow, this is the song right here. So anyway, go do your thing, man. Enjoy yourself. I'll throw another block in for you. And
I'll definitely be back and relieve you from your duties. But I know you're jamming, and you know, I left it off in good hands. I'll say that.
It's all good. Hey, but I'm in your block right now, and I'm seeing Jerry Knight. She's got to be. Is that Jerry Knight? My friend Jerry Knight.
Yeah, that's your friend Jerry Knight from Ollie and Jerry from radio. Of course, the late great Jerry Knight.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, well, I think I want to play this song. But is there anything you want to say about it before we hit it?
Well, no, man. Actually, you worked with him, or he was he worked with you at A&M, right? You guys worked together at A&M, right?
Yeah. We were next door neighbors. So my wall and his wall connected, and we used to just jam off of each other's music. And I also used to go to his house for Bible study. And so we really had a good connection. So I know that he is with the Lord. And he is blessed. And I miss him very much. So I miss his smile. He has such a beautiful smile. And but rest in peace, brother. And you're supposed to be. So it's all good. So we're going to play a song. Yes, sir. And so I want to play this song right now by Jerry Knight. This song is called She's Got to Be on Solar Records Radio.
She's a freak of mine. so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together. Gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Let nothing, nothing. It's been far too long. Well,
and another one, boy, you are on it. Of course, I had to jump in. We got about 25 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Wardell, first of all, brother, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I think you know why. Thank you for filling in and hanging out. You did it up. You did. I always tease him, and I feel so bad sometimes. That's just I don't like teasing people, you know, because like sometimes you know people kind of take it too far things like that. But I tease him because he knows we go at each other because we both the weird thing is we both have the same taste in music. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm feeling a certain vibe in a certain block, you know, I'll mess with him and be like, man, you took me this great song, but you took me like I never thought, you know. That's, no, he didn't kill a vibe, but it's just one of those things that's just like, whoa, where did this come from?
Oh, man. But baby, that's the way we do it.
I think like that, too, and that's the thing about, you know, when I learned about, you know, being an on-air personality every now and then, you know, you got to take your listeners to a different place. Yeah, you want to keep a certain vibe, but every now and then, you know, you take them to a different place. And hey, he took me to a different place. So shout
Likewise.
Out to Wardell. You did two blocks for me. What, about three? Dang near three blocks for me? Yeah, I was eating tacos.
Yeah, enjoy your tacos, brother. I was enjoying your music, and you know, it's just been it's wonderful because it's been so hard for me, you know, dealing with all of the drama that we've been dealing with the world events and stuff, and you know, especially what's happening overseas and in Israel, and so it's been, you know, I mean, Kuwait and all that stuff. It's just ugly, and then you know, then we have our own stuff. We can't even get a. You know, a speaker of the house, you know, and so it's just a lot of drama going on, and you know, and on top of that, you know, we have to deal with death, people in our family and friends that we grew up with, they pass away. It's like whoa, and so all this stuff is hitting us simultaneously. So for me, this was a great getaway. I enjoyed it. I really had a good time. Thank you for opening the door and giving me this opportunity.
Man, no, thank you for doing what you do. I really appreciate it. Of course, what you just played, you played McFadden and Whitehead, which is a great song. It is one of those songs, again, I played Jodeci, Get On Up, excuse me. I played Jodeci, Get On Up earlier, and it's just one of those positive songs that you can really play at a cookout. Ain't No Stopping Us Now is no different. It's one of those songs that bring family together. And, you know, consider what you said in these tumultuous times that we're living in right now, here, you know, domestic and foreign, or foreign and domestic. So, you know, when you're talking about Israel and you're talking about what's going on in the Gaza Strip and what's going on in Decatur, Alabama, there was a young man last week or the week before last who, I don't know if you heard this story, but it was a young brother who noticed that his car was being repossessed. His truck was being repossessed. Come to find out, you know, it wasn't even the truck that was supposed to be repossessed. So apparently the guy came back. I guess he ran him off the first time and said, look, get off my property or whatever. The tow truck guy that was going to repossess told the cops. The cops end up hiding in the bushes, and basically ambushed this man and said he had a gun, but he had a flashlight. So, you know, it's so, there's so much evil, you know, that's going on right now, and it's, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did the guy lose his life?
He lost his life. Cops just,
oh,
you know,
geez.
He had his hands up. He had a flashlight in his hands up. Then it wasn't even 2 seconds when the cops shot off like 19 rounds.
Oh,
you know?
My Lord. That's just, that's just so sad, man. That is just so wrong and sad, and it just breaks my heart. Man.
Yep,
so, yeah.
It happened in Decatur, Alabama. young brother Clay Perkins, Steve Clay Perkins, or Stephen Clay Perkins, that was his name. A family man, was known in the neighborhood, was known in the area. Matter of fact, the irony of it is he worked out in the same gym of a couple of those cops, you know. So, you know, it's something that, you know, you really need to kind of just keep our mind on these things around us and understand how, you know, the politics of it pretty much, there's politics in everything. When you have a birth certificate, that's the government. That's politics, you know. So my thing is just be mindful and understand the things, you know, because if you have, you know, certain prejudices against people, and then those people are gone because the people that you may like, you know, just so happen to get rid of those people or disenfranchise their vote or whatever, next thing you know, they're going to come for you. And when they come for you, you look around and say, well, hey, there's no one around me to speak for me. So make sure, you know, to have empathy for your fellow man, mm-hmm. you know, and fellow woman, you know. So, but anyway, didn't want to go too somber. We got about 18 minutes left of the show, but it was just something that I wanted to bring up because the music that you played, it took you to a place. And that's the beauty of music. That's the beauty of the art of music, you know. And, you know, going back to, you know, Mercy, Mercy Me or What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, I'm just throwing that out the top of my head. You know, yes, it's okay to have that, you know, let your mind get away. But don't go too far to where you basically you lose focus of the things that are around you. So at the time, it was the Vietnam War and, you know, veterans coming back weren't getting the benefits. They were addicted to, you know, substances. They came back with Agent Orange. You know, there was some things to talk about. These were things that were basically, you know, what was going on in the political climate at the time. So, and then you had, you know, segregation and busing and things like that. So it's okay to party. It's okay to have fun. But understand, you know, be mindful of the things that are around you. And, again, I don't want to feel like I'm babbling or rambling, but I just wanted to kind of piggyback off what you said and the music. Thank you for playing that music.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for your kind words as well, and I will keep his family in prayer. That's just really sad.
Yes, rest in peace to, again, his name, Stephen Clay Perkins of Decatur, Alabama. Again, it was unfortunate the way those cops took his life, and then the fact that when people protested, you know, they were arresting people and just yanking them out of the street and off the sidewalks and things like that. It's like, you guys have not learned. You haven't learned. But again, that's another topic for another time. But yeah, just keep his family in prayer. And again, you know, pray for the children of Israel. Pray for the children of Palestine. So, when it comes to a bride. So, but anyway, that's hard to segue this. But again, the music that you just played, you played some great disco. I was too young to, like, go out to the clubs or go out to certain functions, even as a teenager. You know, I'm sure you were a teenager at the time, and you were out there, you know, I'm sure that was like some little teenage functions when disco came, and you probably attended certain events. I was a baby. I was a toddler. But I remember the music vividly. It does. I mean, what was it about? A lot of people just didn't like disco because a lot of people had, you know, it had the negative connotations of it being gay and this, and, you know, how people felt about gays and things, you know, the gay community and things like that, you know, but it was just good music. And you couldn't, no matter how prejudiced that you seem, and, you know, because of, you know, whatever, you know, religious background that you came or whatever convictions that you have, whether it's religion or personal, I think the music to me was basically pivotal for a movement. And even at the time, you know, there were people, you know, the LGBT community was really, you know, really needed to be heard, even in some of the music that represented it in the disco. I know you got some Bee Gees, man, so cue up some Bee Gees, and I know you got some Bee Gees somewhere, but yeah, you go ahead and cue up a Bee Gees song, and then we'll come back and we'll close it out, because I feel a little disco. I want to keep that disco thing going since you played that McFadden and Whitehead. So the floor is yours, man. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just kind of get us and, you know, kind of back into the mood. But like I said, we still got to be conscious of the things around us. But let's just have a little fun and play the music like we usually do every Thursday.
Oh, so I'm doing it?
Yeah, you're doing it. He's like, I'm looking for it. Where is it? All right.
Oh,
you gotta play the Bee Gees. You gotta play
the Bee Gees.
You know what, man? You know what? It's okay. You can play it after this one because this woman right here was my very first radio interview. Well, technically at the radio station I went to, the radio station I worked for, she was basically my very first radio interview. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one, and you can play some Bee Gees after. Of course, this is Miss Candy Staton, 1976. It's Young Hearts Run Free. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Solar Records Radio. All right, Miss Candy, come on.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us
times of Bee Gees, man. I love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. I like that. Ah, woo. I can't do it like that.
And you know, the brothers are gone. His brothers are gone.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Barry's the surviving brother left, right?
Yep. Out of four, he's the only one left.
Yeah, Morris, Robin, and we lost Andy. Andy, in around 1988. And then Morris, and then we lost Robin. So, yeah.
Yeah, we lost the last two the same way with the, you know, with that situation in their stomach. And it's kind of just, it's just crazy.
We got 2.5 minutes left. Two minutes and some change left. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Want to remind you, tune in tomorrow. Gonna 3 to 5 p.m. We're going to celebrate the legacy of Solar. Of course, we do it every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. So make sure you tune in tomorrow on the kickoff of Solar Weekend. So hang out with us, man. 3 to 5 p.m. Any final words before we get up out of here? Let me see if I can find something. I'm looking for a song, man. What can we close out?
I got the song. But anyway, much love to all of you guys. Don's so funny. And we appreciate you and we love you and we thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And enjoy yourselves. Take care. We're up and out of here. We out of here, Don?
We out, man. Close us out. Take us home. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Good night. God bless you.